Joining me live in studio with our monthly update from the Star Valley Arts Council, that's Chairman of the Arts Council Board, Janet Erickson, today. Janet, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. I'm well. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Of course, Janet, one of our longtime writers here at SVI, and also does a lot with the arts in Star Valley and is very actively involved in the Arts Council. As mentioned, Chairman of the Board. And Janet, a big week for the Arts Council this week with Star Valley Plein Air. And I've seen the painters out painting, and even a few with a couple raindrops two nights ago doing the quick draw Tuesday night. How did that go?
True. The quick draw was a huge success. We had 10 or 11 artists who were participating in that, and the pieces that they produced, in spite of the challenges of the weather, were just really amazing. And they just depict some of the, you know, some of downtown Afton, and they're very imaginative. You know, we have accurate depictions of downtown, but they included things like old cars and, you know, just really some neat things that I think the community will be interested in taking a look at.
That's very cool. So those, the downtown ones, along with all of them throughout the whole valley, will be on sale this weekend, or on display and for sale, correct?
Correct. Those will be up for auction. You can come in person to the Western Skies Fine Arts Gallery here on Main Street in North Afton, or you can visit our website at starvalleyarts.org and find the link to the auction online. And that auction will be open beginning Friday morning, and it will close Saturday evening at 5.
So the even if you go to the art gallery, are you still bidding online? Is that how it works?
No, you can bid at the art gallery.
You can do both.
Yes, I believe so.
Okay,
yes.
Perfect. So Friday and Saturday, and even if you're not going to be purchasing one or don't plan to purchase one, go look at the art, because I remember last year I went and checked it out, and really phenomenal, fantastic pieces there.
It's true. That's correct. They are truly amazing. We have over 30 artists participating in plein air through the week overall, and we'll have those pieces judged. There will be ribbons that will be given, and there is also a Viewer's Choice Award that is available for the public to vote on. And that award will be given to some lucky artist. We'll have an award ceremony on Saturday evening starting at 5:30 at the Civic Center atrium in Afton.
Very cool. So, I thought everything was at the art gallery. Oh, so correct. The award ceremony tonight, though, is just for the artist? Is that what's happening?
The award ceremony on Saturday night is for the public.
Okay.
The public can attend starting at 5:30 in the Civic Center.
That's in the Civic Center. All right. Yes. So go see all the pictures. It's on the website at starvalleyarts.org, or stop by the art gallery this Friday and Saturday and take a look, and even place some bids. And the award ceremony Saturday night at the Civic Center. Star Valley Plein Air sounds like another great success.
It is. We're so happy to be able to offer it.
Perfect. Janet Erickson in studio, Chairman of the Board of Directors for the Star Valley Arts Council, this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. I know one board member in particular is very excited about next month and the Halloween extravaganza in the works and on the way.
That's right. Our beloved Val Chadwick Bagley is the mastermind behind the Halloween extravaganza, and he's very passionate about it. And he's always so interested in creating something new and interesting for the community to come and enjoy each year. So that'll be taking place October 28th from 4:30 to 8:30 at the fairgrounds. And we will have amazing, fun, interesting things for the community to participate in there. We'll have food trucks, costume parades. We've got spook alleys, free hot chocolate. There will be dancers. And, of course, the 4-H Carnival will be part of that as well. So the public can purchase tickets, pre-purchase tickets for that at our website, starvalleyarts.org. And that will save you from having to wait in line. Tickets prices are $10 per person or $35 for a family. We have no limit on the number of family members, but we do ask that they be immediate family.
Absolutely. And you mentioned save you on waiting on the line. There's been a big line in recent extravaganzas, so highly recommended to get those in advance, right?
That's true, yes. And we'll have some signage up to indicate which lines will get you where. So please watch for signage when you arrive so that you can make sure that you're in the right line to get where you want to go.
I love this event because it is so unique. You have kind of the haunted woods and different things that Val put so much time into. But the other community support makes it fun. And you mentioned the costume parades, the zombie dancers from Desi's Dance, the voodoo witches. I mean, it's a whole event. And absolutely. So looking forward to that. Anything else on the extravaganza you'd like to mention today?
Just come out. You will not regret being there. It's such a huge event with so many different offerings and so much variety. There's something for everyone in the family, and we're just trying to make sure that it's something that everyone feels is valuable and can enjoy.
Absolutely. Tickets on sale now, right? At
yes.
StarBodyArts.org for the Halloween extravaganza coming up next month. Janet, also, it's crazy that we're talking about this, but we are here in the middle of September. Stars in the Valley, the annual Christmas show, is coming up soon.
Right. We love to offer this opportunity for people who are local artists in the community to come out and share their talents with everyone. So we are offering auditions this year, which is something new. We haven't done this before. And it's not really an audition per se formally. It's more an invitation to have community members come out and let us know that they're interested in participating with us in the Stars in the Valley concert. And so we'd like to invite anyone who would like to be part of this concert to come out October 2nd and 3rd from 7 to 9 in the Thane Community Center. We'll be holding auditions. It'll be first come, first serve anytime during those hours. And we will share with you all the details of participation. Just so everyone knows, that concert is currently scheduled for December 6th, Friday, December 6th. We'll have a dress rehearsal on Thursday, December 5th. Those will all take place in the auditorium at the high school. And so put that on your calendar. And if you want to participate, come out for the auditions where we can take a look at what you've got to share and share with you the details of participating. We'd love to have everybody come out. We don't always know who's interested in participating, and we don't necessarily know that you're here. So please come out and introduce yourselves and tell us about your talent and how you'd like to share that with the community.
And just to reiterate, all kinds of talent. It's not just a music show, right?
True. That is very true. We have dancers. We have music. We have people who draw. We have people who share their visual art, such as photography. There's just a lot of variety in this show, and we just want to have you come if you are interested in any way and think that your talent could potentially fit. Reach out to us and come out for the auditions, and we'll discuss that with you.
And all ages.
Yes, of course. We have them as young as 4 and 5 years old, all the way up through as long as you can get on the stage and show us what you've got.
Perfect. I love it. Janet, remind us the dates for that again, for the auditions.
The audition dates are October 2nd and 3rd. That's a Wednesday and a Thursday evening at the Thane Community Center.
Perfect. Janet Erickson, Chairman of the Board for the Star Valley Arts Council, in studio this morning. Janet, appreciate all the information. Anything we missed with the Arts Council you'd like to mention today?
We are just so grateful for the support of the community. Everyone is so gracious and is so willing to support in so many different ways, financially, with their time, with their volunteering, with facilitating things that we are hoping to have happen. We're just very, very grateful for everyone's support, and we really appreciate it.
That's Janet Erickson, Star Valley Arts Council, this morning. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network.